Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, kicking out. Yet another new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It's Sunday night. It's March 8th, 2026. And you know what, Shep? We're only one week away. I can't talk. From wow. Revolution.
Revolution, 9 matches on the card already. I don't, maybe we'll get one or two more. Maybe a pre-show match, 0 hour or whatever the hell they call it.
Your boy is going to be, according to him, Big Boom AJ is going to be on Revolution.
It's not my fucking boy.
Which is, like, he comes out and says that, but we haven't seen that at all on AEW or mentioned, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And first of all, why do you want me to say the F word so quickly into the episode? Was that a record?
I mean, YouTube doesn't have those rules anymore. There's no 10-minute rule, so.
Well, that one was under a minute, I just did it because you said – Big Boom J, Mr. Chocolate Chip Cookie Crunch fucker, whatever.
You're a Costco hater. That's all you are.
I'm a Costco member. I love Costco. I don't like the chicken bake. Chicken bake's way overrated. Pizza's good. Pizza's solid, and the hot dog's good.
Yeah, I agree with the pizza and the hot dog. I mean, the last time I went there, I got pizza and a pop for $3. I mean, that's hard to beat that.
It's hard to beat. Now, I have not tried the chocolate cookie. I'll be honest.
It is good. I've had that. I haven't had the chicken bake. So
it looks really good. Chicken bake is just full of, to me, it's all dough.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of dough, not enough meat.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not Paul, but.
Speaking of Paul, he is under the weather yet again, but Shep and I really just think he's got the meat sweats going on because when you think of Paul, you think of this.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
I can't stop laughing at that. I can't stop laughing at that.
That's the best. I mean, he never knew. He never knew he was going to give us content that
for
night.
As long as I'm around doing a podcast, I hope that plays every week.
There's a very high chance.
And actually, can we incorporate that into our open between Alvarez and LaGreca?
I definitely could.
Yes, we have to.
That way, it plays every week, no matter what.
And so. that way, Paul's in between two big sweaty men.
There you go. That's great. Good idea, Shep. Good idea. We got Majin in the house. We got Steffi in the house. We got Brandon James in the house. And another user, I don't want to mispronounce your name, on YouTube in the house. So hope everybody's having a good Sunday. Hope everybody's had a good week. And hope everybody has a great next week upcoming. So Revolution week. I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
Gonna be a good week. I'm excited for Dynamite. I thought we are 3 weeks in a row after this Dynamite. This is 3 weeks in a row Dynamite hit hard.
Yeah, Dynamite was good. Collision, maybe not as good as the past few weeks, but still a pretty good episode of Collision. They've really made improvements on Collision.
Collision looked better on paper than what it was.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But, I mean, going back Wednesday night, we got a surprise. A surprise you didn't see, a surprise I didn't see, a surprise I don't think a lot of people saw.
But a surprise I'm happy with.
100%. David Finlay is All Elite. And actually, Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors, the Dogs, all three are officially All Elite.
Yeah, love this. After I was shocked when it happened. I was a little behind the episode than you when you sent
that's
that text.
That's why I didn't want to spoil anything. Yeah. That's what I just said.
When you sent that text, then I obviously watched the episode. I'm like, oh, now I know what he's talking about. And that just shows you the difference between TKO and Triple H and Tony Khan. Tony Khan, obviously, hey, my developmental is ROH, but look, you're going right to the main gig. You're going right with your ex-pals, where WWE wanted to throw him in an NXT contract and work your way up. For David Finlay, I think he looked at that and said, yeah, I gotta go with these guys. Like, I gotta go to the main roster. I gotta get the paycheck. You know,
the paycheck. I mean, I think AEW came in higher numbers than anybody else. I think that's what it came down to. And right here, I got some details according to the Wrestling Observer, Meltzer and Alvarez. So the deal with Finlay was he had been talking to TNA. He'd been talking to AEW. He'd been talking to WWE, and AEW made the best offer of the three, Meltzer said. That's your answer. I believe that WWE did not make the story going around was that WWE did not make him a good offer. Co-host Brian Alvarez noted that WWE NXT had seemingly been teasing Finlay's involvement with Birthright, a stable of second-generation wrestlers that included Connors, while Meltzer conceded that could have been the plan for Finlay if he had signed with WWE, but reiterated that Finlay made a decision based on interest and money, and also pointed out how reporting of WWE's interest in Finlay seemed to change when it became apparent he wasn't signing with them.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I love Sean Martin's comment, by the way. You got to bring that up.
Yes, I will right after Westigens. I really enjoy Collision nonetheless seeing Takeshita and Claudio wrestle. That was a good main event. And the dog squashing some poor enhancement talent, as they should. Sean Martin, it's really convenient that Paul is sick after Mercedes has lost two of her titles, CMLL and Bestia. Yeah. She's dropping more. She's dropping more titles before she returns.
I was watching the CMLL and I could. It was a good match. It was a very entertaining match. I think this has made, and I know how Paul stands on Mercedes, but since Mercedes has left WWE and now come to AEW and then wrestling for all these other companies, I think it's done nothing but better her in-ring work, you know. She's okay on the mic. She's good on the mic, whatever. But her in-ring work, working with all these different talents, all these different styles, is nothing but good for her. And it's going to elevate her to be one of the best women wrestlers eventually in the next year or so.
And, I mean, the way we saw her leave the last time we saw her on AEW television, it makes it so compelling for her to come back. Her character is going to be insane. So, it leaves a lot of opportunities out there, and it's going to be fun. And I think we're both in agreement. She's got to get the world title before the year's old.
Yeah. One of the big PLEs. London would be kind of my pick around August, right?
Yep, August, the end of August. Yep.
Yeah, that'd be my pick right now.
That could be a party for Bruv, though, the way it's looking. So. I don't know if you do two of them in one, but you could. You could.
And you do this better than six or seven.
Like I said last week, I hate that damn thing because I've been doing this for years, and now there's something to go with it, and I can't stop it. Habits are hard to break. Oh, man.
I have a five-year-old in the house that thinks it's hilarious, so I'm sure. I hear it every day.
Yep. Comment here from Isaac 204, everyone in the Don Callis family gets a belt except Takeshita, right? We're doing our prediction show next Friday night, everybody. Our AEW Revolution prediction show next Friday night, since AEW's pay-per-view is next Sunday night. We usually don't go head-to-head with the pay-per-views. So I don't want to show all my chips, but I've kind of been outspoken who I think is going to win that Moxley-Takeshita match. So.
Yeah, our prediction show is this Friday night.
Thank you.
Friday night.
Yes.
I had to look at I looked at the calendar. I'm like, wait a minute.
This upcoming Friday night.
This Friday night.
Yep. So, Westgen, I mean, Mariah May and Brian Danielson both won their titles at All In 24, so it's not out of the question. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep.
Majin asked you drop kicked your son for the 6'7".
No, Majin, just to let you know, I have an artificial hip, so I can't jump that high.
Yeah, I was going to say, for one, I want to see Shep do a drop kick or attempt to do a drop kick.
I can do it on a trampoline.
I still want to see that, too.
I have one in the backyard, but...
Yeah. He was referring to Okada's comment on Dynamite. Oh, yeah, I love that. Did you see that exclusive on social media, Shep? And then I think they showed it on Collision of Callis celebrating with the new Trios champions with Davis, Okada, and Fletcher. I did like Trent, like, yelling, like, I miss you guys so much, even though they were gone for like 10 minutes. And everybody was just having fun with it. And then Okada didn't like that Callis pretty much said that everybody's going to have gold. See, Okada didn't like that. Takeshita could get gold, so that's still bubbling right there.
Yeah,
a lot of layers there.
Which eventually that'll be a dream match, probably for Takeshita personally, and everybody over in Japan to have those two go at it at the on the biggest stage. Maybe it could be a Wrestle Kingdom match. Just throwing it out there. It's not too early to predict Wrestle Kingdom 2027. I'm just saying. It's not too early yet.
Well, we saw them go head-to-head back in December, but right then and there, I was like, this is going to be a series of matches. So
Yeah. Culminating in the Tokyo Dome. Here it is, March 8th. I'm already talking about the Tokyo Dome. You're welcome.
You were close this past year. You said Takeshita would main event. He was the champion going in, but you didn't think that Tanahashi was going to announce that was going to be his last match. So
he kind of got trumped by Tanahashi. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Mod said Japan hates Takeshita solely because he's an AEW guy to ship.
They don't hate Takeshita.
I was going to say, he's wearing one of their belts right now. He just won one of their championships.
Yeah, they do not hate Takeshita.
Yeah. But one thing I do hate, and I've been saying it week after week, and I'm saying it again, double champions in AEW. And we have more of them now, Shep.
Oh, yeah, you do now with the trios.
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now. I thought it was okay to take the belts off this team.
I did too.
I was okay with that, but then afterwards you're like, shit, now you got double
titles.
You got
double tied up. At Revolution, we're not getting a TNT title match or an international title match. We're getting a trios title match. But it's like, I just hate that. I'm happy for Mark Davis though. Good on him to come out of this on the right side. Out of all, every time he gets a partner, somebody gets hurt.
Or he gets hurt, yeah.
And it was cool to see him and Fletcher being title holders together as part of this team. So I'm happy for him. And I like Okada, and Fletcher's my favorite current talent in AEW. So I'm happy for him as well, but I just don't like the double champions scenario. I just don't like when it takes away from the other title storylines. That's it.
I agree with you. There's so many damn belts in AEW. It's going to be really hard to spread them out where you don't have a double champion.
Right.
Especially if you want to keep these trio titles relevant.
Right.
Which I think they're trying to, because they can get lost real quick.
They can.
It's a tough one. I see your point, but then on the other side, like I could see sitting in a TK going, it's pretty damn tough to avoid the doubleness.
And I'm right here with this comment. Both Fletcher and Davis have evolved so much, almost forgot they were attacked, former tag team, because they really have. I mean, Fletcher's blossomed as a singles star now, two-time TNT champ, and Davis has been doing great work. So, yeah.
What were they in New Japan? What was that?
Aussie Empire.
Empire.
Yeah. So yeah, they and then with Jeff Cobb and with Osprey and some other guys, they were United Empire. Yeah, but their tag team was Aussie Empire. So, I mean, it was a good match. I mean, it's a heck of a trios match. I really enjoyed the match. I was just in right when Kevin Knight was unsuccessful with beating MJF, which we knew he would, but he put on a hell of a show. That coast to coast drop kick is a thing of beauty. And then they put him in another match. I'm like, okay, we're getting new champs at the end of the night. So it was kind of foretelling, but Aussie Open, not Aussie Empire. Thank you. Thank you. United Empire, Aussie Open. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, I'm 0 for 2, Majin. Thank you. Thank you for counting, asshole. But speaking of Kevin Knight, there was an update from Fightful about his AEW future. I guess his one-year contract, he signed a one-year deal last year, was either up or about to be up. So they've inked him to a new multi-year deal. And it was actually earlier in 2026, but just now being reported. So the Jets could be all elite for a little longer, which is great because
good.
He's a future star.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy him.
Another piece of news, Dustin Rhodes is teasing that his AEW return could be coming up soon.
2 to 3 weeks, he said.
Yeah, following his double knee replacement from that was a while back. So,
holy shit.
8 months ago, he was taken off TV when he lost the Chicago Street Fight, the TNT title, to Kyle Fletcher. He pretty much said he's got one more run left in him, and then he's going to do behind-the-scenes work for AEW. So,
I mean, I know Hogan wrestled for 5 or 6 years on a fake hip. I know Hogan had a bad hip, and then they put a hip replacement in all those matches, you know, The Rock carried him or who the other talent carried him. I mean, and I'm sure they're out there. We just don't know because they keep it, you know, kayfabe. But is there any other wrestler that has wrestled on double knee replacement that we know of?
No, plenty that have won, but I can't think of a double.
I mean, you look at Dustin, he's still, you know, before the replacement, the knee replacement, he ran the ropes good. He did the Canadian Destroyer. Mm-hmm. You know, he did all this stuff. I mean, and modern technology, maybe, you know, I mean, I see guys play golf after double knee replacements, right?
Yeah, Taker might have. Like Mod said, that dude had more surgeries than anybody in the ring. Oh, so
that's true. Taker might have had a fake knee.
Yeah.
And I'm saying fake knee. I should say knee replacement.
Replacement, yeah.
But, I'm shy. And if he does it, more power to him. I'm guessing he'll come back Ring of Honor and maybe tag with Sammy again. I don't know, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sammy's heel right now.
That's true. Sammy's an
asshole. With LFI. So. Yes.
Of course. Sammy's a better heel than he is.
Well, and we saw him. We saw Dustin as part of a trios with the Von Erich boys. So
yeah. Von Erich, are they still working in ROH? I have not.
Yeah, they're signed and everything. They just put a shirt up for them on shopaew.com recently. So maybe we'll be seeing them more on AEW soon. Maybe.
I don't know. Our main event tag teams right now are.
Yeah,
solid.
Tag division solid. It's the trios division I could go on a rant about for a long time.
Yeah, here's the thing: you never really have a true trios team because you either have singles or you have tag teams, right? So you don't actually have three guys that get together and go, "We're a trios team, and we're only going to perform as trios." Yeah.
Well, now you do have some trios. I'm not saying they're going to say, oh, we only perform as trios, but you do have some trios that you could put in there. Like if they ever got healthy, the Bang Bang Gang, you got the Dogs now, you got the Rascals. That's who I think would be perfect for the trios titles would be the Rascals. Because poor Myron Reed, he barely gets the wrestle, it seems like. It's always Wentz and Xavier.
Right. He's always on the sidelines.
Yeah, and then when he does get involved, he's incredible. I mean, all three of those guys are awesome. So I...
Steffi didn't like whatever you said.
Yeah, I don't know who knows what I said. I get that comment a lot. So unless she's referring to Majin when he says Sammy is a better heel when he's with his wife, when he's solo, he isn't as good. I don't know. She'll have to clarify who she's referring to. Majin said Don Callis family, when they lose the titles, could swap out members. I'm glad he brought that up because if they are to freebird the titles, I'm okay with them having the trios because they got like Josh Alexander, Archer, El Clone. They got others they could put it on. Trent. That would be cool. But if they're not going to, then I don't like it.
You know, that would actually make sense. It'd be a really good storyline where, you know, you'd have A, B, and C say we're going after the trios titles, and Don Callis goes, well, you know, I think Archer, El Cone, and Fletcher would be a better matchup than Okada and Davis.
Just kind of pick his pieces every week.
That could work. I could get by that. And, of course, you know, Callis is a scumbag. So, you know, it'd work well for him.
He's such a good character. He's so easy to hate. Oh, he's such a good character.
You know what? And it's funny now. When I was, and I think I've brought this up before, I hated him as Cyrus the Virus. Mm-hmm. I hated it because I was so pumped, you know, and I was dumb to the show back when ECW went to TNT, and I'm like, oh my God, we finally got ECW, and then we got this guy that was just portrayed as the network and just wanted to ruin everything. I'm like, fuck that guy, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh God, they fucking Paul Heyman played me. He played me, and I didn't even know it.
I wasn't real familiar with him until he came onto AEW in late 2020, and you know, him and Kenny hijacked Winter's Coming and the whole TNT partnership, and then he was done with TNA, and then came over. But then after he showed up, then I remember watching him as a little kid when he briefly managed the Acolytes. I mean, briefly. And then they stripped that. That gave me flashbacks. Oh, I didn't realize that was him. Because I didn't watch ECW when I was younger.
So. Well, and Cyrus the Virus had long hair.
Right.
Know? He had long hair and a ponytail.
Right.
And always wore the fucking, you know, the headset.
Yeah.
Kind of like Paul Heyman. The Virus was a prick.
A few more news items to go over, but first I should mention, as everybody watching can see that beautiful logo in the top right corner, Main Event Wrestling Network. That is the network that we are under the umbrella of. There, Shep's pointing at it. Along with a lot of other great shows, content creators, other podcasts, vlogs, you name it, they got it. And as of last week, they now have a Discord for all of you listeners and viewers out there. So if you want to be included in the Main Event Network Discord, where there's conversation about AEW, WWE, TNA, new content, sports, video games, general conversation, whatever, memes. Paul's a meme now.
Paul is a meme.
Hit up Main Event Wrestling Network on any social media. Give them a DM. They'll be happy to give you the link to get into Discord. So I know Majin's on there. I've seen Steffi on there. So go join. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
We got Paul Palumbo 2734 on YouTube said the Rascals should win the trios and then the Dogs should beat them. Sign me up. I saw the Rascals tweeted at them like, hey, now that you're here, let's do something. What Majin said there. Steffi also didn't like Don Callis in the ECW as Cyrus the Virus.
Oh, I hated it. Speaking of Main Event, I don't know what you guys do in the mornings when you're at work. You got to check Kayfabe with Kyle. That is a
Kayfabe with Coffee. With
Kayfabe with Kyle. Kayfabe Coffee with Kyle. Yeah. And I know JPJ joins in a lot. That is like literally I get to work. I literally get a cup. I have one cup of coffee a day, right? I don't drink coffee throughout the day. It's in the morning. I get a cup of coffee. I get all my bullshit paperwork I got to do on my computer, though. I have that up listening to it.
Yep.
It's a good morning show. Actually, it's a good morning show before I listen to that before I tune into Crazy LaGreca. So,
yeah, it's the best. Yeah. It's a great transition. Kyle does a great job. Kyle's the head honcho over at Main Event Wrestling Network. I mean, he keeps us all in line for the most part. But
I feel sorry for him.
I just do, but he does a good job. He does a good job. So, and you might be seeing me next Sunday morning on the Dusty Finish. Haven't been on there yet. So I think I might be joining. Happening later tonight.
They're doing it in the morning?
I think 11 a.m. I think next Sunday. Oh, wow. That's what I saw in the Discord. So I'm like, I think I'm available that day. So
there you go.
And I feel bad because KOP, we haven't been, none of us have been on that show. You were on one of the mixers.
I was on one of the mixers. The mixers was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm available. And it's, you know, we're not recording Sunday night. So yeah, I think I can do that. So I still got to get that damn title this week, by the way, Shep.
You still don't have it?
Okay, so, yeah, to be fair, I didn't want him to ship it because it was going to cost a decent amount of money, even though JBJ did ship it from Boston.
I shipped it to Boston.
Well.
And then he put it next to the fucking tuna fish.
But I had a plan to go to Goshen last week. And then about an hour before I was going to leave, I had some work stuff come in and it just took over my afternoon. So I'm hoping, I told him I just need to get it before Friday. So I'm hoping this week I can get a chance to get up to Goshen and get that.
I'm not sending my 89-year-old driver.
No, nor do I want you to. Poor guy. But
I sent it up to deliver it to him. Yep.
Appreciate that. There's no doubt I'm winning. I'm not losing to Shep or Paul. You kidding me?
Who said that? Isaac?
Yeah.
He has no clue.
Maj Vacant has added another title to his resume. Because he said last week, if I didn't get it by this show, I'm stripped of it. Maj is trying to call the rules out now. So,
yeah. You know, and I'm going to be nice to Majin today.
All right. I should be because after the trade the Avs made the other day, I don't see anybody beating them for the cup. So,
oh, yeah. You know, I don't think I really brought this up last week. And I might have, but I've slept and drank since then. Majin,
you brought it up.
Did I bring it up? Okay. Yes. I'm just bringing it up again. Hey, Majin, who's your daddy?
Because remember, that's exactly what you said. Then I brought this graphic up. Remember?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to bring that up for the next year. Actually, for the next 4 years until 2 years, and then we'll have probably that Nations tournament again, right? In 2 years?
Yeah. Four Nations, so, I think it's called.
Four Nations. So, yeah, we're going to bring that up every week until the Four Nations tournament.
Yeah. All right, back to the news items real quick before we get solely into a Dynamite. And, Clutch, we had a lot of news this week. There's a backstage report claiming that Tony Khan is thrilled about Paramount acquiring Warner Brothers Discovery. It's according to Meltzer that said that AEW president was thrilled when the news came out, feeling that Paramount purchasing Warner Brothers Discovery instead of Netflix actually the best possible outcome for him. One of the reasons for this is the idea of HBO Max and Paramount Plus potentially merging into one streaming service, which would also include Discovery Plus, Pluto TV, and BET Plus. If the services do merge, there'd be approximately 200 million worldwide subscribers, with just under 44% of that number being subscribers based in the U.S. Combining that with the fact that Paramount are picking up the television stations, including TBS and TNT, where AEW airs its weekly shows, the Paramount purchase has the potential to put AEW in around 116 million homes in the United States alone, the most out of any U.S. wrestling show, and almost double the amount of homes than when AEW last negotiated a media rights deal in 2024.
I think it's awesome. And I'm a Paramount guy already, right? So, like, I used to be a huge UFC fan. When UFC went to ESPN, just kind of let it go. All of a sudden now, UFC's back on Paramount, and I can watch all the UFC fights now.
Yeah,
and it's
way cheaper than you used to be able to.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I have, like, I'll get to it. So now all of a sudden I can watch my UFC fights, and now all of a sudden you're going to bring AEW into my Paramount, and I don't have to – I could probably drop a subscription here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, sign me up. Take my money.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to a buddy this week because, you know, we're WrestleMania season, and he's like, well, are we getting together for WrestleMania this year? I'm like, yeah, we probably will. I was like, but I got to somehow figure out how to buy it because I have not watched a PLE since they've been to ESPN.
Well, the only reason I have is one of my family members, they got it through like one of the bundles. I don't remember. And it came with another free account for a year. And he texts me. He's like, hey, would you want this? I got this free for a year. I'm like, sure. So he put it under my name. I got into it. Now I just got to remember if YouTube TV doesn't have a deal struck with them, which I think they're supposed to by the end of this year, by the beginning of next year, I got to remember to cancel it. Because I was not going to pay $30 a month just to watch. Because the only two I really cared about was Rumble and Mania. to be honest.
Which is my two, and I sacrificed Rumble this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't miss much. It wasn't very good.
I mean, but, I'm gonna watch Mania.
Yeah, you got to.
We
went down the rabbit hole last week of talking about the two night, but I will say, and we're AEW podcast, so this is the only thing I'm gonna say about the WWE like going on right now. I am thrilled it's gonna be Cody versus Randy. That was the right call for night one. Those two guys are on my Mount Rushmore favorites of all time. So I'm pretty excited about that match.
Yeah. And do they tease Randy beating Cena on the 17-time all mm-hmm. world champion?
Yeah, because if he wins, he'll be 15 times. So,
well, yeah. I know one thing we don't have to worry about this year. We don't have to worry about JPJ versus Paul
for the
TNT title on WrestleMania. We don't have to worry about that this year.
That's never happening again. No. So, we got some comments here I want to catch up on. Majin said, you guys going to watch the Ronda versus Gina fight? I'm not. Maybe Shep is. I have no interest in that.
That's that MVP.
Because promotion. Dana and Ronda tried to get the fight in UFC and it fell through. I don't know what happened there.
Is that the one that Dipshit owns? Jake Paul. Is he part of that?
I have no idea. I know Logan Paul can't box now. See that?
Huh?
He was gonna box against Le'Veon Bell because he's talking a lot of trash about NFL players. They were going to do a no gloves boxing match. The dumbass didn't, unless he just aired it for content and actually knew it wasn't going to happen. He didn't check with WWE. They contacted him, said, you're not doing that.
With Which risk makes,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he threw a fit, but then said, I get it.
Do we need to bring up brawl for it all?
Yeah. It's like you signed a contract to be in the ring. They're, especially right now, it's probably going to be him and Rollins at WrestleMania. They do not want, I know the boxing match is going to happen after that, but they have a lot of plans for him in their big PLEs. They do not want him going to get a legit injury in a boxing ring.
Or taking a KO.
But like, I'm thinking, how did you not check with them first before you even promoted this? But he's like, damn it. This cost me $5,000 just to draft up the contract. Well,
yeah, he did it for clickbait.
Yeah. Yeah. Western Shep, what do you think of that UFC White House card? Highly odd. It's all dudes. Not one women's match on the show.
I on the main card, I saw there was no women's match. I have some thoughts about it because I think the women's division in UFC, there's some really good performers and like some be really, really good fights.
Arizona.
But I also think there could be some women in some powerful positions, some fighters that say, I don't want to partake in that because of the background.
Yeah, politics.
Politics. So I can see that. I think the card looks really good. We're going to have two title fights. I think the card looks really good. Excited for it, but I think – I'm guessing that's why we don't have a women's match on the card.
Sure.
So now I haven't seen the undercard yet. You know, the free card you get to see on ESPN or wherever they air it now. So
speaking of free on ESPN, Stephen Chambers, good to see you, Stephen, in the chat.
Hi, Stephen.
Funny showing first hour Mania for free on ESPN.
I did see that.
Yeah, awesome. They're totally trying to get more subscribers. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think ESPN2 to be.
Okay. Is it? Okay. Yeah. Either way, though, that's a big move.
Hey, it's not the Ocho.
Nope, not the Ocho.
It's not ESPN the Ocho.
Man, you can find some interesting stuff on there. No, I'm right here with Majin. He said, I haven't followed the UFC in years. Doesn't help. All my favorites have either retired or left. That's exactly me.
And I haven't followed it. I mean, I followed it through social media and stuff, but I haven't watched the matches. But all of a sudden, now they're on Paramount, which
right easy access.
I can literally hit a button and I'm watching. Yeah.
Well, you know, some of them are going to be on CBS.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger ones are going to be on CBS. So I mean, yeah, it's because back like when the Ultimate Fighter was going, I got really into it. Honestly, I don't care for the guy now, but at the time when Brock went to the UFC, I got real into it. You know, he's fighting Frank Mir and Randy Couture, and you had Liddell was still relevant. So was Ortiz, Forrest Griffin, on and on. Yeah, I had the video game. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't followed it for a long time. Man, this is kind of flowing nicely because speaking of a former MMA guy who is a wrestler, Bobby Lashley said he's not hurt and he wants to chase the trio titles with the Hurt Syndicate. This was in an interview with Monopoly Events. He was reminded about his feud with MJF and how he's unfinished business with him. He said that although MJF is someone he would like to face because he has the AEW championship, he's focused on winning the trios titles alongside MVP and Shelton Benjamin. But it's interesting, he said he's not hurt. Maybe he's just now not hurt. There was reports saying that he was injured. So
we haven't seen him in over a month, have we?
No, a couple months, I think. I feel like it's almost 2 months now. Yeah. So because Shelton did a couple single matches on his own. So we'll see. In the last bit of news I have before we talk Dynamite and Collision, MJF says he'll never leave AEW. There's no leash on me. This was in it was on a head of Dynamite show in El Paso, Texas. He spoke to KVIA about the factors that made him stay with the promotion. And he touted the growing ratings, ticket sales, as well as Tony Khan's confidence in him as reasons to remain part of AEW. And I quote, "What keeps me in at AEW is my ability to be myself. There's no leash on me. I don't have to worry about anybody sitting me down and telling me what I'm doing right or wrong. My boss knows I'm the draw. I have the world title right now. Ratings are up. Ticket sales are up. I wonder why. He lets me do my thing, so I don't think I'll ever leave."
I agree with 99.9% of that. Here's what I don't agree with. You never say never in professional wrestling.
Never say never in professional wrestling. And I think if it comes down to money, Tony will write whatever check to keep it.
Which, yes. And I know Tony Khan has TKO money, right? Like you're battling an even playing field there. But I mean, at some point, you got to tap out when it comes to the money. Right. So if Triple H and TKO make a play for him and 5 years down the road, whenever his contract's up and it's, you know, it's $7 million compared to $5 million. I mean, for $2 million, who gives a shit what you said five years ago? Right.
Right. Right. And the crazy thing is he's not even 30 yet. He's 29. That's just laughable.
Well, if you think about it, we're, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, let's look at Stone Cold or Triple H or even Shawn Michaels. Those guys at their prime in the mid to late 30s, right?
Maybe some of them early 30s, but still 30s, not 20s, 30s.
Yeah, and then we rode the coattails to the mid 40s. You know, some a little longer than that. So you literally have 15 years almost of MJF. Yep.
Well, and I sent you and Paul this graphic I found today. It says, feels weird to think John Cena and The Rock were 34 and 39 years old, respectively, when they met at WrestleMania 28. Younger than the four main eventers this year, Cody Rhodes, 40, Roman Reigns, 40, Randy Orton, 45, CM Punk, 47.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Amon says MJF's going to be a 16-time AEW world champ by the time he's 35 with a laughing emoji.
And he could be. He literally could be.
Mm-hmm. And Amon says Tony needs to bring a woman in to book the women's division. He can't do everything himself.
Okay. Now, let me throw this. This is the – I don't know if Tanner, you're going to put up with me for this long. But I'm gonna make a bold prediction, a 15-year bold prediction. I predict.
So we're talking 2041.
Sure. I predict that MJF would be the first inductee to the AEW Hall of Fame.
No, because there will be a Hall of Fame way before that.
And the first inductee is
going to be Sting.
I don't think so.
Yep. I bet you, I will bet you, I don't know what I'm going to bet you. I will bet you AEW has a Hall of Fame within the next 10 years.
Well, we might as well bet a dollar on it, right?
At least a dollar, sure.
All right, we'll bet a dollar.
Stephen Chambers, bold prediction, Shep dates Mama Wayne.
How's that a bold prediction when it's already happened? Hey,
what's Paul Heyman say? That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Yeah, that's
Didn't he say that? I thought he said that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
No, that's not a spoiler. What is he? I'm like
Google it.
Yeah, thank God for Uncle Google.
Majin said the Elite will be the first ones. I could see that too. I think Sting, but I could see that. And because Majin said they literally helped build the company, they'll be the first. I mean, it would make sense. Don't get me wrong. Looking at Dynamite, we already hit on MJF defeating Kevin Knight, which we knew he wasn't going to lose the AEW World Championship, but it was a fun match to start the show. And like I said, Kevin Knight did some spots that just make you shake your head, especially that coast-to-coast drop kick. The guy's such an athlete. Saw Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors versus Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin, which we saw OC and Darby get the win. But then after, David Finley, like we talked about at the start of the podcast, with the shillelagh. And Shipp, did you think, like, I thought the crowd was quiet for that.
I don't think the crowd recognized him.
I don't either.
The way he came in, you know, I know he came hard camera, right? So his back was to the majority of the fans, because we know there's not a lot of fans on the hard cam. But so he just came in and hit this guy over the head with the shillelagh. He had long hair. Like, I don't think everybody recognized him. It took a minute.
Yeah.
So his pop wasn't as big.
Yeah. At least they didn't waste any time and got him in action right away on Collision. So all three of them together to introduce them. Yeah. And it's a multi-year deal too for David Finley. So we saw the Inspiration lose their AEW television debut match against the Brawling Birds, which, I mean, it was a pretty quick match. It was kind of a squash match. I mean, we talked about this last Sunday. We thought the Brawling Birds would beat them. Not really surprised. I still don't know why Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay went to AEW. I don't know.
You're maybe you're just right.
For the payday.
Sorry, I'm not to interrupt. I mean, I am going to interrupt the Iconics, okay. The Inspiration, or
Inspiration, yeah,
whatever. But his quote is, "It's not a prediction; it's a spoiler."
Yep, there we go.
Yeah,
great line. And Stephen Chambers says, "Come on, Jay White, come back." Dogs versus Bang Bang Gang. When Jay White comes back, that's happening.
Yeah, I want Jay White back. I thoroughly enjoy Jay White.
You got three former Bullet Club leaders active in AEW. Yeah. Kenny Omega, Jay White, and now David Finley.
Yeah.
Could have had four, but AJ decided to retire.
He didn't retire.
He's backstage now, baby.
Yeah.
WWE.
He's backstage now, but I tell you what, I bet you he has one more match in 2026, and I bet he has a match in 2027.
But for WWE.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
For Connecticut.
Yeah, I think they threw everything at him to make sure he was staying around. You know, the Hall of Fame, I think they can say whatever they want. I think they hot-shotted that. I think they gave him a lot of things to, like, make sure, like, hey, if you are retiring, but if you ever wrestle again, like, it's going to be with us, not with anybody else.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So, yeah. The Brawling Birds, they're a fun tag team. And Imogen said that's why Inspiration came over to help the tag division. I just don't know if they're going to be given a serious fair shot. I could be wrong. I mean, they were the TNA tag team champions at one time, but then they get squashed in their first match at AEW.
I would have preferred them to stay in TNA. Just my two cents. Not hating on them, but I would prefer them to stay in TNA.
Because Majin said, Tanner, they're here to help the AEW tag division get off the ground. Their characters are already perfect for it, too. Their in-ring ability, though, eh. Steffi, who the fuck is the Inspiration? they're really the Iconics. Cassie Lee,
that's awesome.
Jesse McKay.
That made my day.
We saw Hangman beat Marty Snow.
Marty!
With literally, it was a boot and a buckshot. 1, 2, 3.
Marty. We love Marty.
But then that's when we found out there's going to be the trios match at the end of the night. Moxley and Hechicero, hard hitting match. Mox got the win. It was an eliminator match, but I know a lot of people in the comments don't care for what Mox is doing. I think he's doing great work right now.
I enjoy it. I think Hechicero's, like, I remember going back to one of the first podcasts we ever did with JPJ and Pluggo. It was after a Hechicero match because Paul couldn't pronounce it correctly, and so JPJ always had to correct him. So Hechicero has always been like in the back of my mind, but I thought that guy put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, I think
he's a great performer.
We can say what we want about the Callis family, kind of being annoying. All their guys can go.
Sure.
Like every single one of them can go. So
we don't see it all the time.
No, we don't. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, just think about their 15 dudes. Like, their weakest guy's probably Rocky Romero, and he's not too bad.
You know,
he doesn't really go all the time. He's more like once in a while, and then he helps out for New Japan acquisition.
He's the liaison of between that and New Japan.
Yeah.
A guy that I want to see more, because I think I've talked about this before. I've watched him on New Japan, and they love him over there, is Lance Archer.
Yeah, yeah, we talk about Archer quite a bit. Yeah,
like what's he doing?
Well, we just see him usually in backstage segments with the Callis family beating people up backstage. We don't really see him ever in a match.
Okay, yeah.
And no, that's why I would love them the free bird of the trios. Give it on him and Alexander and like El Clone or Davis.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of Thunder Rosa Teclas match for the women's title Thursday or Wednesday night?
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
I expected more.
Okay.
I was pumped that we got Thunder Rosa healthy back on Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was because I expected her to do what she did with Britt Baker back in the day. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the deathmatch shit or the cage match stuff. Just
an entering chemistry like none other, though.
Yeah. But I thought it was okay. I'm glad that she's back. She's healthy. I think she could be a real viable part to the women's division. So it was okay.
Yep.
Now I'm still not on the Tekla bandwagon yet.
Do you like her more as a champion than you like Statlander though? Because I do.
No, I'd rather have Stat as champ.
Really? Oh, Majin's gonna light you up in the comments.
That's okay.
It wouldn't be a show.
Hey, Majin's fucking high on maple syrup anyways.
Not probably. But do you like how this was announced officially on Collision last night? We're getting the rematch this upcoming Sunday between Stat and Tekla. It was 2 out of 3 falls.
Love it. Love it.
See? Yeah. He said you're crazy and absolutely insane.
I'm okay with that.
It's actually nicer than I thought he was going to be. So,
yeah. One of these days when you party with me, Majin, you'll find out.
Anything else on Dynamite you wanted to discuss? I think we kind of went over everything, but
I thought the trios match to end the night was poetic chaos.
Yeah, it was a very good match.
It was a great match. You had shit going on everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was a great way to take the titles off those guys. But yeah, I thought it was a great Dynamite. Like I said, I thought we're like 3-4 weeks in a row where Dynamite just hits.
I think it's been a majority of 2026.
Yeah, Dynamite just firing. Just hits. It's mm-hmm. really good. I love the intimate venues.
They're selling them out too, like legit selling them out.
And you know the Jumbotron or whatever the hell you call it nowadays. We used to call it the Titantron, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where the walkout was, hell, that thing was only what 10 feet, 20 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there was no fans lining the ramp, which you know that was always a primo seat. You know, aka Brock Lesnar guy. Somebody tag Brock Lesnar guy in that, right? He loves to sit on the aisle.
He's back going to shows again.
He only
took like a month off.
Yeah. he's just like Ric Flair. He ain't giving up.
He can't give it up.
Yeah. But there was not even the fans on the aisle. It was so short. Again, love the intimate venues. So it was great. It was great.
And we got a good looking card for Dynamite coming up for the go home Dynamite from San Jose. We got Kyle Fletcher defending his TNT title against Mike Bailey. If you remember last time those two got in the ring, it was in December, and it damn near was match of the year. But why it wasn't, it was so late in the year. But those two, that was an amazing match the first time they got in the ring together.
Hey, hold on. I want to ask, you might not know this, but I want to ask the comments, IWC, whatever. So Hayabusa, RIP Hayabusa, there's a new Hayabusa that supposedly a professional wrestler has asked the family and got their grace to come out and be Hayabusa. Okay. He's going to perform a lot of the WrestleMania weekend shows I see he's advertised for. It's got to be Speedball Mike Bailey, isn't it?
You brought this up last week.
I drank a lot since last week.
That's all right. Because I wasn't very familiar with the situation. So, but then some other people made comments last week, and we said we'd keep an eye on it going forward.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I could keep you on your toes, Dan.
Must have just said, nah.
Cheers.
He's not a grand.
Nah. Okay. Any suggestions of who it is?
Unless he's not agreeing with one of the comments. Which could be. But also on Dynamite, we got Willow Nightingale defending her TBS championship against I never can pronounce this one right. Shep, I'm going to throw this one to you. Presephone. I know who she is. I just can't pronounce her name right.
Spell that one more time.
Presephone. She's from CMLL.
Nah. Nah. I got nothing.
We got Dim Bucks, Mark Briscoe, and the Young Bucks versus FTR and Ciampa. And you're maybe thinking, why Ciampa?
Yeah.
Ciampa turned heel already last night on Collision and beat up Mark Briscoe after an upset loss to Danny Garcia.
Did you see his rant on Twitter today in his car?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yes. He fits a heel role better.
He does. He does.
And I also saw some tweets the other day like, don't hug Ciampa close to a video board. Because he did it to Gargano back in NXT. Now he did that's it to true. Briscoe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Persephone.
Okay. There we go. Thank you. Steffi, you're nice about it. Majin's an ass. But that's all right. Expect nothing different. He's still bitter from being silver medal. Go get your stuffy. Go get your stuffy teddy bear that they all got. Enjoy that thing.
That's hilarious.
We're getting Darby Allin and OC versus Gabe Kidd and David Finlay Wednesday night. And we're going to get Hangman, Adam Page, and MJF having a press conference ahead of their world title Texas Death Match. So, yeah, stat card for Dynamite. Yeah, he does need a Snickers bar. You're right. I love how Steven's always calling people out for needing Snickers bars. It's usually Paul.
Hey, Snicker bar might be the OG best candy bar in the market.
It is solid. I like Butterfingers too, though.
The only bar that could compete, which is really good, is 100 grand.
It's a good one. There's not many I don't like. I like most chocolate candy bars.
Oh,
I'm not an Almond Joy guy. I don't like
coconut. No, coconut. Like coconut. Get that shit out of here.
Yeah, I don't like coconut. But FTR and Rascals last night was tag team title match. I mean, we knew FTR were going to win ahead of Revolution. They weren't going to lose because they're already promoting their match against the Bucks. But I thought the Rascals looked good in the match. I thought Xavier especially. I thought that was his best outing yet as part of AEW. Very fun way to start the show. But I don't think that's the last time we see those two teams going against each other in the future. So,
Loving these comments, by the way. They're going at Steffi just going after Majin. I love it.
Oh yeah.
I tell you, a sleeper candy bar is a peanut butter Twix. Hard to find.
Twix is underrated by themselves. Like, a lot of people don't give Twix credit.
But if you can find a peanut or butter Kit-Kat. Twix,
yeah,
that's a sleeper.
Yeah.
You hate but Pikachu, Snickers, and
Blackhawks. And the Blackhawks, Majin.
Yeah. What Steffi said.
Yeah, he's typing now. He's over there typing away. Or yeah. Typing, I don't know. I don't know if he's on the phone or computer.
His fingers got stuck on the keyboard with all the maple syrup.
I thought you were going another direction, but I'm glad you went that direction. So
I'm trying to be PG-ish.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm mature at my age.
He said, I don't hate either the Hawks or Snickers. LOL, the Snickers thing is a Star Kid reference.
I don't know what Star Kid is.
But he hates Shitachu instead of Pikachu. All right. You know who Pikachu is, right, Chip? Pokemon. Like the main character of Pokemon.
Is that, and that, and didn't Logan Paul wear like the necklace?
Well, he did. He sold the card for a record amount of money.
It was a Pikachu?
Yeah, that card with all the gold and everything, it went to golden auctions and it brought in more money than any card in the history of sports cards or gaming cards. Yeah.
So Majin's pissed because he didn't have the Pikachu card.
Well, I mean, everybody should be pissed because it brought in so much money. I mean, it was amazing. It brought in more than Hannes Wagner. It broke the record.
Do they only like make one of them?
No, I thought it was a 1-of-1, but I think it was somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was a 1-of-20, but it's the fact it was the one Logan Paul wore all the time in WrestleMania, and they made a figure of Logan Paul even with that on it. So,
fucking Pikachu, man.
I mean, I'm gonna look it up. Just
in Majin, I do love your comment. 69. That's funny.
So he purchased it 5 years ago for $5.275 million. It sold for $16 million. One card.
One card.
$16 million in auction.
Fucking Pikachu.
Yeah.
Fucking Pikachu. $16 million for a card.
Isn't that insane?
Oh my word.
We saw Swerve against Gravity. Gravity is the brother of Bandito. But Swerve won the match, of course. So and Swerve slowly trying to recruit Kevin Knight. Have you noticed that? See that on social media?
A lot of interaction, yeah.
Which I think we're going to see Swerve form another faction. And it cannot be worse than the first one. He had Parker Boudreaux and Trench.
Oh God. Is Trench alive?
I don't know. That dude from when he was in the minor leagues to now.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about a guy. I see Parker Boudreaux is working.
He works all over the world.
New Zealand.
Yeah, it's Mexico, some, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy had too much pressure on him. I mean, the comparisons to him and Brock Lesnar coming out of college was unfair. But Kevin Knight would be huge with Swerve. Yeah, I think so too. I think that'd be great. Like, he could break away from Speedball, become heel. Speedball and him could have a nice little feud. I think that'd be good. That'd be real good. We saw a 200,000 four-way tag team match between LFI, The Swirl, Private Party, and The Outrunners. And Private Party were victorious, which they should be. If they're starting to get TV time, starting to get a little push, that's the right call, even though I was hoping the young and muscular boys were going to win.
You bought the yeast.
You've seen me wear these a couple of times.
Yeah, but I see you, though. I don't know if it's the Outrunners or I want to go, yeet.
Either one.
Yeah.
Either one. It does really, they really light up the room.
Do you wear those in public?
Absolutely not. Oh, they literally only get shown up here on certain podcasts. I have put them on all three of my podcasts now. And I get quite the reaction on the other two. They don't even know why I'm doing it.
Next time, next Friday night, when you take your wife out for like date night, I want you to wear those in the car.
Hey, I got to get my mind right for prediction show, right? Friday night. So maybe I should. She was with me when I bought these. She's like, you're an idiot. Yeah.
Well,
they're like 10 bucks.
You know, every time my wife tells me I'm an idiot or I'm a dumbass, I look at her and I'm like, you married me.
Yeah, same response. I'm like, well, what's that to say about you?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, come on.
And then she promptly tells me to get in the car.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We saw the Timeless Love Bombs and Mega Bad last night, but it wasn't Penelope Ford, because Penelope Ford is going to be out in a little while. She didn't sound like she broke her ankle, but she sprained it pretty badly. So it was Lena Ford and Megan Bang versus Mina Shirakawa and Toni Storm. But Mega Bad got the win.
Yeah, it's okay. It was okay. Like, I'm going to be honest, I fast-forward through that match.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Stephen Chambers says he believes Lashley's getting close to return, so Knight could join the Hurt Syndicate. I don't know. I don't want too many, especially if MVP wants to get in the ring every now and again. I don't know if you need another guy in that faction.
No. Yeah, because MVP wants to wrestle 3-4 times a year, I feel like, which he can still go. So
yeah,
let him go.
Lena Cross. What did I say? Did I say something else? Oh, I must have called her Lena Ford.
You did.
See, thank you. It called me out on my shit. I get reading thoughts, and thank you.
It's okay. You had those glasses on. I did,
but you should have called me out. And I'm having an off night tonight. So the Dogs won in a squash match, like I said earlier, as they should. And then Takeshita got the better of Claudio. Then afterwards, we saw Takeshita and Mox trash talking. Hechicero takes out Mox. Takeshita stopped him. Mox attacked both men. Claudio joined in. So Takeshita slammed Mox to the barricade. The refs attempted to break them up. Marina held Hechicero in place. The show went off the air with Mox and Takeshita still going at it. So, which we do know, Marina Shafir, Toni Storm are facing each other at Revolution with nobody allowed at ringside.
That'll be a fun match. I almost thought that match should be like a cage match.
So we're getting at least two women's matches on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, we're not Dana White in the White House card.
And that's so fun. True. And that's, I mean, we still could get Willow, either her and Harley defending the tag titles or her defending the TBS.
Which too. We should.
I think that should be your 10th match.
That'll be our 10th match. It should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that frustrates me, especially on the women's side, when you don't have as many titles as the men's and you have one person holding two titles.
And if I had to bet, I would bet on the tag match or the tag titles instead of the TBS.
So who do you think? Lena Cross and Megan Bang?
It's got to be, because they've been on, been on TV regularly. So I would think it's got to be them.
I still think I would do Willow defending the TBS against Megan Bang.
That would work as well, because they've been on TV together, whether it's in a tag match or whatever. So
for a while,
that'd be great. You know,
then you could eventually have Willow and Harley. One of them either betray the other one, didn't that cost them titles, or betray the other one after they lose the titles. Then you could have a nice feud there.
Sure.
Stevens said, not counting out Sisters of Sin. I like them. They just don't win enough.
It's true
for me to take them serious. So.
Well, what about this? What about Willow versus Bane for the TBS, and you know, just because it's been relevant in the last 10 days, what if you have Joey Janela show up and cost Willow? I know he's no longer AEW, but you know,
it would get a pop from the crowd, I think.
I mean, he's Megan Bane's bitch, right?
Yep, and he's going against Brody Jr. at Janela's Spring Break.
Could be have him interfere, then have Brody come down and
that'd be a big pop.
Yeah, have Brody come down and help Willow and have Willow go over or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you could do some, you could promote that really big, and that would be good on TK's side. I know it's going to happen on a GCW ring, but you know, Brody is your talent, right?
Yeah, he's on the roster Pedro, yeah. At least used to be. I think he's still on roster, Page.
He's going to be TK's talent, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Janela was one of the OG original AEW talents. Mm-hmm. So bring him back, and you could make this good. You could.
Yeah. Look at Booker Shep over here.
You know me. Give me the pencil, bitch.
Main event Shep for a reason.
That's right.
Yeah, Brody Jr. It's still crazy. He's 14 years old now.
That's nuts. 14 years ago, I was, let's see.
I was a junior in college.
I was going through my first divorce.
Divorce comes up a lot on this podcast.
2012. Yeah. Oh, I started partying hard in 2012.
Like, yeah, you came down at least once, if not twice, and partied with me when I was in college. Yeah. The Neon Cactus Bar in Lafayette.
That's fun. That's a fun.
Actually, part. That might have been 2013 or 14, because then we partied in Muncie, too. I need to shut up before I start talking too much.
I like to have a good time.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying, yeah. 2012, when Brody was born, I was having the time of my life.
Sandman versus Invisible Man.
That's Sandman's
last match. And that's what he wanted to do.
Oh, man.
It's wild.
It is wild. It is very wild. I mean,
I've never guessed.
I would say his entrance will take longer than the match.
Probably.
You know.
He's got to hit himself with so many kendo stick shots, though, from the Invisible Man.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
It's going to be really entertaining.
Already going to be busted open from the beer can.
His entrance at the original ECW One Night Stand was still one of the best entrances I've ever seen.
Yes.
The original one in Hammerstein. Yeah. Second one was more – everybody knew ECW was becoming the third brand in WWE and was kind of watered down. The first one was good, though.
That original ECW One Night Stand was
like, – that got the momentum going. That's why – they brought ECW back. It was like, oh, people like this.
I watched that at least once a year.
Yeah, it's really good. It's still a good one. Holds up really well today. So anything else you want to talk about, Shep, AEW-wise? I mean, I think this build for Evolution has been awesome. I think it helps that we get a break from December when World's End clear to March Revolution. You get that break from in January, February with no pay-per-views. I think that helps this card a lot.
Well, it helps the card and TK has a different philosophy. He's going to put 10 matches on this card. It's going to be a 4.5-5 hour pay-per-view where lately your WWE PLEs, you're getting 4 and 5 matches. That's it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ads.
Yeah, a lot of ads. But so now you're going, okay, I haven't had a PLE since December. So yeah, give me 10 matches. Let's go. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've worked 3.5 months to have this. The storyline, so it works out well. You know, to each their own. If you want to do the WWE stuff, 4 matches, great.
Yeah,
I'm excited for this one. So let's roll. I can't wait to beat the living shit out of you and Paul on Friday.
Yes, for anybody tuning in now, we will not be having a show next Sunday because Revolution is Sunday night, but we'll be doing our Revolution's prediction show live Friday night. I'm guessing 8:30, but we haven't really talked about the time, but I'm guessing 8:30 since that's usually our show time.
8:30, 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll announce it for official on the socials. So follow at Kicking Out Pod on all social media platforms so you don't miss out. But it'll be Shep, myself, and Paul, because Paul said through hell and high water, he will be there. So he'll be over his meat sweats.
Who's Paul?
He's some guy that loves the meat.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
It's so bad. Oh,
it's perfect. Lord. It's so bad. It's perfect.
It's so bad. It's perfect. I don't know. We got to make that go viral and have tag every wrestling promotion in the world about it.
Mod says, come on, Shep. You know, we know you're going to lose. You might be made of a Shep, but lately you're a jobber.
Really?
Kind of like the Canadians' job to the United States in hockey.
Oh, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Yeah.
But for everybody that wants to support the Kicking Out podcast, we really appreciate it. And you can do that simply by going to your favorite audio podcast platform, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and give us that 5-star rating and leaving us a nice review. We really appreciate it. That helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you anything. I know it's kind of tough times out there. Prices on everything keep rising. So, but if you do have some money in your pocket, it's just burning a hole in your pocket, you can buy some Kicking Out Podcast merch and look great doing so. We got two different websites you can do so. KickingOutShop.com and Pro Wrestling Tees. We got a store on there as well. And I'm bringing up the KickingOutShop.com. I mean, we got all kinds of t-shirts on here. We got Mountain Dew Paul. We got Main Event Ship. Tanner doesn't have one yet because I can't think of one. We got the one, two Kicking Out. We got the ECW inspired KOFNP shirt and coffee mug. We got our current logo on coffee mugs, hoodies, and t-shirts. We got the NWO inspired spray paint on coffee mugs and hoodies. We also have the explicit, because Shep always makes us explicit on the pods. And we have our original logo on mugs, hoodies, zip ups, t-shirts, cutoffs, and more. So hopefully you can find something on there if you want to support our podcast and look great doing so. And if you're thinking, man, I can't find anything that I like on there, well, you can go over to Pro Wrestling Tees, where you will also find our current logo on a t-shirt, but you will find 6 designs that are exclusively only on Pro Wrestling Tees. We got a Christmas designed one. We have a Taz inspired, as some would say, orange design. We have a white design with the black lettering logo. Another white design with the black logo. We got a gray design with the black logo and a black design with the white logo. And those are the OG logos, because you never know. Maybe those will come back someday. Even though Paul keeps bitching about our current logo, that's not going to change anytime soon. So, and lastly, go follow Main Event Wrestling Network on all social media platforms and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like I said, all the boys over there are working hard to bring you great content covering all promotions, AEW, WWE, TNA, AAA even, independents. They got blogs going on, pods of all kinds. So go check the boys out. You won't be disappointed. And if you want to get in the Discord, DM Main Event Wrestling Network on social media, and we'll get you, and they'll get you in on the Discord where we talk like all those promotions. We talk sports, video games, a little bit of everything. So it's a good time. It's a good time. And if you want to follow us on our personal social media, you can do that. I'm at Tannerly92. Shep's at TheShep27. And Paul Zartman, the Meat Man, that's what he should be called, is at Paul Zartman87, not the at Paul Zartman87. And for Austin Shepherd, I'm Tanner Lee. Tune in Friday night as we'll be kicking out our AEW Predictions podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bam!